Hello and welcome to Visit Bentonville's A New American Town podcast. I'm your host, Stevie, and today's episode is sponsored by OzTrails. Joining me today is Dr. Megan Bolander, the Executive Director of Northwest Arkansas Community College's Trails Trade School in Bentonville, Arkansas. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, appreciate you being here today and taking some time out of your workday. So first off, Dr. Bolander, what is your role at Northwest Arkansas Community College, or NWAC, as we'll also refer to it as?
So it's a great question right now. I have been in academic administration since 2015, and I was the Dean of Communication and Arts, and then I was the Dean of Workforce Development, and now I'm an Executive Director of a brand new program. And so I feel like what I do is part project manager, part dean, part maintenance and operations, and part entrepreneur, because we're creating something that's never been in existence before.
From the ground up.
Yes.
Right here in Bentonville. Can you talk a little bit about the NWAC Bicycle Assembly and Repair Technician Program?
Absolutely. So we're in our third year, which is hard to believe. And it is a 9-course intensive Bicycle Industry Employers Association accredited bicycle technician program. It too was the first of its kind. And students take 5 courses in the fall and 4 in the spring. And the program covers everything, classes from drivetrain to e-bikes to service operations. And we've gotten feedback that our students, when they're done with the program, know about the equivalent of 7 years worth of learning on the job in a bike shop.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes.
And when did that start?
In 2021.
Okay, so just a few years ago.
Yep.
And the trail technician program, which is more about, is more what we're going to be talking about today, that lives kind of under the umbrella of that assembly and repair technician program, right?
Yes, they're adjacent. So we consider them equivalent. They're right next door to each other in the building that we're currently renovating, and both are designed to help us pull off being the mountain bike capital of the world. So we're really grateful for the opportunity. It began with Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation grant funding for the bicycle technician program. And then in working with the wonderful Gary Vernon, we recognized that we needed also a really well-trained workforce to build and maintain the trails. And so we now have the mission of our program is to provide world-class training and hands-on education in trail building, maintenance, and safety, while we connect passionate individuals with rewarding careers in trail construction, design, and maintenance, while promoting sustainable, accessible, and innovative outdoor recreation opportunities for all.
I love that the word safety or safely is in there. We love to make sure that people riding our trails enjoy them safely and make sure they get home the way they came out that day.
Absolutely. And safety is a huge component of our bicycle technician program and our 2B trail technician program, because they're it's a high consequence activity, and bikes, if they're not put together well, can cause huge problems. Same thing with trails. And so we will emphasize safety from start to finish.
That's amazing. And when this trail technician program kind of came to someone's mind one day, what did that start as, and how did that kind of evolve from ideation to execution?
So it's a great question, and I think that's where some of the entrepreneurial piece comes in. Of course, what we do as a community college really well is respond to the community. It's part of our name. And in listening to industry over the past year, we asked them what specific skills and competencies they thought were needed in trail technicians, in crew members, managers, planners, and we took their feedback and did our best to, with what we know our capacity is as a college, build out a building and a program and curriculum that will help us achieve those goals.
Sounds like a lot of collaboration went into this.
Absolutely. Not just locally, but nationally and internationally.
Internationally, can you talk about that briefly?
Sure. So there is a group in the EU that has been funded to put together trail building and maintenance curriculum similar to ours. And so we've been working with them from the very beginning so that the first three classes of our program are as similar as possible to the first three classes of theirs for a cross-cultural exchange. And a number of those leaders who put together that program, it was funded with an Erasmus grant from the EU, will be here in Bentonville in April so that we can work together in person.
That is so cool. Wow. Okay. And it's really interesting to see that kind of like cross continental collaboration together. That's really cool. I didn't realize that it was such a big deal to kind of have like some international folks working on this project with you.
Yes. And we, you know, whether it's international or also the national group that we've been working with, which is the Trail Skills Competency Framework. It's a supported by American Trails and also the Professional Trail Builders Association and a number of other land management stakeholders. The whole desire is to make it to elevate the industry, to make trail building and maintenance its own occupation that's recognized, that has defined standards, to bring it along to where, you know, construction is now. We like to joke that trail building and maintenance is where construction was in the 90s. And so now there are so many operations and regulations and industry standards, and we're hoping that we're helping bring that to trail building.
And speaking of the EU, we know mountain biking is big all over the world, especially in Europe. So why did we land on Bentonville for this program? What makes Bentonville and NWAC such an ideal location for this program?
Well, personally, having had the privilege of visiting Scotland for the first time this summer to work with this group, there are a lot of similarities between what Bentonville is wanting to do and sort of the cultural shift that mountain biking had in Scotland culture around the 80s and 90s. And so the metamorphosis that they have seen about mountain biking in Scotland, I think, is what we're trying to do here in Bentonville, to make it, to invest in it, to make it a way of life. The topography is very similar. It's so beautiful here, and a lot of the topography is similar to what we saw in Scotland. But also, Bentonville has a big, small town feel, and there's so much generous investment that's going into outdoor recreation, wellness, and the arts. People can live, work, and play very easily here. And we also believe that we're the largest community college in the state. So we just believe it makes sense for us to be the ones taking this charge.
And Dr. Bolander, do you have some insight into how groundbreaking this program is for the industry? Is it kind of the first of its kind, for example?
Sure. So definitely that has been funded to the extent that it has been. We are so grateful for the generous grant that we've received to try to pull this program off. And there are a few other trails-related training programs across the country. Some of them are at colleges. Some of them are graduate certificates. There's also training provided by various land managers like the U.S. Forest Service. Ours is unique in that it is going to be in a world-class training facility, which is adjacent to a bicycle technician program, which is in the heart of the mountain bike capital of the world, and that we have curriculum that now has been recognized by the Arkansas Department of Higher Education that actually goes towards a college credential that's financial aid eligible. And so students have maximum access and maximum opportunity to stack credentials on top of each other that can lead them to various career pathways.
That is the most perfect segue, because my next question has everything to do with career paths or maybe additional schooling people can pursue after this program. What are some things that you're hoping to see students accomplish after they complete this program, which, by the way, begins in the fall semester of 2024? Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
So we will have a certificate for a trail crew member. We will have a certificate for a trail crew manager. We will have a certificate for trail master planning. Students can also become city recreation workers, state park workers, trail master planners, state park trail managers, trail company project managers, and any other number of municipal and state or national park employees.
Wow, those are all titles I probably hadn't even thought of before. or, you know, like jobs and roles hadn't thought of before. So that is amazing. Now, Visit Bentonville primarily serves visitors and emphasizes tourism to our area. What are some ways that this new program will tie into tourism efforts?
Well, we're really proud of the building, and it's going to be really fun to bring people in to tour and to just see how beautiful it is. But beyond that, we've worked really hard to develop everything we're doing in connection to national and, like I said, international organizations. So we've been working with groups, and we've helped put together competencies that can now be found on trailskills.org. And that group we have brought to Bentonville twice to work on a national certification for trail technicians that anyone in the world can take. And so have really tried to bring people into what we're doing. But also, you know, Visit Bentonville is such a great partner. We're doing something really fun with them this summer. In June, there will be 400 International Police Mountain Biking Association officers in Bentonville, and we're going to host a training for some of them for a week in
that
our facility.
That is fantastic. Yeah. That's so neat. Do you have any insight on what all they're going to learn about?
It's no joke. Their training is really rigorous, and so we're going to use their curriculum, and our instructors will help get them through their certification program. It's quite a bit.
And then they will all go home and tell all their friends and family about how they should visit Bentonville, Arkansas.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Bollender, I have a couple of closing questions. One of them is, if people are interested in this program, which again is starting this fall of 2024, what are some steps they should take to get involved, and what are some admission requirements?
Absolutely. It's a great question. So we're starting our first iteration of our programming as credit courses. So that means people actually apply to the college to take these courses towards a college credential. So you can go to nwac.edu, smack in the middle of the page is an apply now button. And there are no admission requirements for our program other than those required for high school graduation. So we want this to be a maximum access program for people at any stage of their lives.
And I know we went over a pretty good amount of info today, but if anyone has some questions or wants to learn more, maybe browse online on their own time, where can they find some more information about this program?
Great question. So nwac.edu/trails-and-trades, all one word. So www.nwac.edu/trails-and-trades.
Perfect.
They can also email trails@nwac.edu, or I'm always happy to answer anything, mbollender@nwac.edu.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about while we're here today? Anything we didn't cover?
No, we're just really grateful for the opportunity and are excited to see what happens in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I know myself and my colleagues, we can't wait to see how it goes. So we, of course, wish you all the best of luck getting this program off the ground, and we know it'll be successful for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bollender, for your time and joining us on today's episode of Visit Bentonville's A New American Town podcast. And thanks to you, our listeners, for tuning in. Be sure to follow Oz Trails, Visit Bentonville, and Northwest Arkansas Community College on social media. We will see you out on the trails.